So
the video. No, after I'm all done speaking.
After all.
Oh. Yeah. Hi guys. Good morning.
弟兄姐妹早安。
Today we're going to talk about encouragement, encouraging the world.
今天我们要讲到的内容是鼓励，鼓励世人。
Our young people took part in encouraging a city, Detroit.
我们的青少年呢，参加了一个鼓励底特律这个城市的活动。
And one of the things that I took from that week was that we encouraged hopeless people.
从那个星期的活动我们学到的就是去鼓励那些绝望的人。
The youth understood what it meant to encourage people.
青少年从那里学会了什么是鼓励别人。
So hopefully you'll take some biblical truth on how to encourage others today.
那么我也希望今天大家能够学到一些关于怎样鼓励别人的圣经的真理。
But before we do that, I need you to stand up and tell the person next to you,that you're thankful that they're here today.
但在我们开始讲道之前呢，请各位弟兄姐妹站起来，告诉你周围的人，你很感谢他们今天在这里。
So that they're practicing the work of encouragement. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're here today.
Yeah, I'm glad you're here too.
Hey.That wasn't too hard, was it?
不是太困难是吧
You encouraged the neighbor next to you.
你刚刚就鼓励了你旁边的人。
A preacher defined encouragement as to add courage to.
一位传道人他将鼓励定义为为人添加勇气。
He said a person who gives words of encouragement is helping another person become bolder.
他说一个善于鼓励别人的人会帮助别人变得更加的英勇。
Bolder and braver.
英勇无畏。
He is giving encouragement by adding courage to that person.
他对别人的鼓励就是给那个人添加勇气。
He's helping the person stand firmer and go farther.
他帮助那个人站得更稳，走得更远。
But on the other hand, to discourage a person,
反过来讲，打击别人就是
is to take away a person's courage.
就是把勇气从他那里拿走。
The math is simple, addition.Or subtraction.
数学是很简单的嘛，不是加法就是减法。
We need to practice addition.
我们要练习的是加法。
When I was a teenager, I was a runner. I ran cross country and track.
我十几岁的时候呢，我是一个跑步健将，我越野赛和场地赛都跑过。
And last week I shared with the English congregation as I was a cross country runner.
上一周我在英文堂布道的时候，内容就是我作为一个越野赛跑的经历。
Now as I've gotten older, I'm a little more rickety. I can't run anymore, so I have to bike.
现在牧师说他已经是廉颇老矣，不能再跑了，所以就骑车了。
But when I ran in high school, I remember how encouraging it was to get to that finish line and people were cheering you on.
当年我在高中赛跑的时候呢，每次跑到终点的时候，听到终点观众的喝彩声，我都感觉非常的受鼓舞。
If you were first or if you were last, they were cheering.
不管你是第一还是最后一名，他们都在为你喝彩。
Now, it doesn't matter if you're a winner and loser, but if you're in the Olympics, it does.
你是赢家还是输家没关系，当然了，你去奥运会的话还是有关系的。
But all those people around that would encourage, it made you feel so good, it made you feel so encouraged.
在你周围的人他们鼓励你的时候你感觉太棒了感觉太受鼓励了。
Our text today is from the book of Hebrews, chapter 3, verse 13.
今天的经文是希伯来书三章第十三节。
It says, But encourage one another daily as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness.
经文说总要趁着还有今日天天彼此相劝免得你们中间还有人被罪迷惑心里就刚硬了。
Today we're going to look at three ways that we can encourage one another.
今天我想谈一谈我们可以彼此鼓励的三种方式。
The first one you did when you got up, and that was encouraging each other with your words or maybe a handshake.
刚才我们已经做了第一项了，那就是用语言来彼此鼓励，跟大家握个手。
Or maybe a hug. Little Levi came up and gave me a big hug. I don't know if you saw that, but that encouraged me.
或者是拥抱一下，刚刚牧师的儿子上来给了他一个很大的拥抱，这就是一个鼓励。
He's a great hugger.
他是一个很棒的会抱人的孩子。
But you may say, Pastor, I'm really not gifted in the work of encouragement.
也许你会说，牧师，我真的不擅长去鼓励别人。
And I would say, I'm not either.
我想说的是，我也不是。
But we have to become excellent at encouraging each other.
但是我们必须得，变得非常善于鼓励别人。
Now, we know that this is one of the most common ways is through our mouth, through our words.
我们知道最最常见的一种方式就是用语言来鼓励别人。
We tell people how much we appreciate them.
就是告诉他们我们有多么欣赏他们。
As we look at Proverbs 25 verse 11, it says, A word aptly spoken is like apples of gold in settings of silver.
正如箴言25章11节所说，一句话说的合宜，就如金苹果在银网子里。
It's a beautiful thing.
说的多美啊。
But many times we tear down the ones that we love most. We tear down our family members and our children and our wives and husbands.
但很多时候我们却拆毁我们最最爱的那些人，我们的家庭成员，我们的妻子，我们的孩子。
We say things that we shouldn't say.
我们说了一些不该说的话。
And sometimes we have good intentions because we're speaking the truth in love.
有的时候我们出于的是好意，我们说的是有爱的，说的是真理。
But we tear down in the process.
但是在这个过程中，我们却拆毁了别人。
James gives a good word of wisdom. He says, "For we all stumble in many things. If anyone does not stumble in word, he is a perfect man, able to bridle the whole body." And that's James 3:2.
雅各曾经写过一句非常有智慧的话，那是雅各书三章二节。原来我们在许多事上都有过失，若有人在话语上没有过失，他就是完全人，也能勒住自己的全身。
I want you to look at it closely as it's behind me. If anyone is not to stumble in word, he is a perfect man, able to bridle the whole body. The tongue can be so dangerous.
请大家仔细看身后的这个经文。如果有人可以管住自己的，在言语上没有过失，他就是完全人了。他可以勒住自己的全身，舌头和全身。
But when used properly, it can build up.
但是如果用的合宜的话，就可以建造人。
Let's think about it. The effects of the words of a parent that they have on their child or their teenager.
请大家想思考一下，父母的言语对自己孩子，儿童和青少年的影响。
The effects of the husband's word for his wife or the wife to the husband.
丈夫的言语对妻子的影响或者妻子对丈夫也是一样。
The words that a boss gives to an employee.
老板的言语对员工的影响。
Words said in love.
爱中的言语。
Words said in anger.
怒中的言语。
Words said in encouragement.
鼓励的言语。
Words said in gossip.
八卦的言语。
The last words on the deathbed.
人之将死最后的遗言。
Words have helped shape our lives as we've grown up.
那些塑造了我们生命的言语。
Just as you have shaped the lives of others around you.
一如你们也曾经塑造了别人的生命。
When we speak words of encouragement, it is one of the most loving things that we can do.
当我们说出鼓励的言语的时候，是我们能够给予他人最大的关爱。
But I don't want you to do it for selfish ambition or vain conceit.
但是我不想让大家为了自己的雄心或者是虚荣心来做这件事。
I want you to do it without getting repaid anything.
我不想让大家为了求得回报来做。
That you do it because the Lord tells you to do it.
我们大家做这件事是因为主让我们做这件事。
And he has a better life for you than your own way of thinking.
他为我们预备的生命是比我们自己想象的要好的。
We need to give hope and we need to give courage.
我们需要给人希望，我们需要给人勇气。
The second point, you can encourage one another with your actions.
今天的第二点是，我们可以用言语来彼此鼓励。
Now this is one thing that we're going to emphasize with the youth today, because they gave encouragement with their actions, with their hands.
我今天想强调是在那个青少年组，他们用他们的行动，用他们的双手给了别人鼓励。
They helped transform neighborhoods that were broken down.
他们帮助改变了已经破碎的社区。
But they did more than that. They shared with little children. We had a VBS and they did music and songs and crafts to little children.
他们不仅仅做了这件事，他们还跟小孩子来分享，他们建立了一个论坛，在上面分享了音乐，分享了各种手工艺。
And by the words that some of our youth spoke that week, they brought children to know Jesus Christ as their Savior.
在那个星期，我们很多的青少年把孩子带到了主的面前，让主成为了他们个人生命的救主。
Actions really do speak louder than words, don't they?
行动的确比语言更响亮，不是吗？
See, people are watching what we do as Christians.
我们作为基督徒在做事，别人在看。
They're examining us.
他们在检查我们。
In some ways, they're testing us. They're seeing if we're the true, real Christians.
某种意义上讲，他们在测试我们，看我们是不是真正的基督徒。
Now, as Christians, we know that we're striving to be like Christ.
作为基督徒，我们都知道我们要努力成为基督的样式。
But some of us have lost our way.
但有的时候我们却走迷了路。
I know as I get older, life gets more challenging and more difficult, and it's easy to be impatient.
有的时候随着年龄的增长，生活变得越来越充满挑战，越来越困难，所以就很容易变得失去耐心。
I think as we get older, we need the Lord even more.
随着我们年龄的增长，我们越来越需要主了。
James 1:22 says, "Be doers of the word and not hearers only."
雅各书一章二十二节说，只是你们要行道，不要单单听道。
And love has a lot to do. It has less to do about feeling.
爱呢，其不仅仅是关乎感受的。
Now, if you're married, you know what I'm talking about.
你要是结了婚，就知道我在说什么。
Sometimes we lose that loving feeling.
有的时候我们失去了那种爱的感受。
But when you're married under God, you know that you're supposed to serve your spouse.
但是如果你的婚姻是在主里的话，你就知道你应该去服侍你的配偶。
And sometimes you wake up and you don't feel like loving anyone.
有的时候你早上一醒来，你觉得你不想爱任何人。
But we're called to love. We're called to love.
但是我们是受呼召要去爱。
1 Corinthians 13 verses 4 through 7.Love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it is not rude, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs, love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with truth, it always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres.
哥林多前书十三章四到七节，爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈。爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸，不张狂，不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶，不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。
Sometimes we hold back love when we know we should give it.
有的时候我们明明知道应该给出爱，但是我们却把爱收了回来。
Sometimes we do that with our children. We hold back the love that we should give them because maybe they haven't performed in the way that we want them to.
有的时候我们就这样对待我们的孩子，明明应该给他们爱，但是我们却收了回来，因为他们的表现不如我们的意愿。
If anything, I think we need to become experts in encouraging.
我认为我们都应该成为鼓励别人的专家。
Maybe you grew up in a home that was very harsh. Maybe your father spoke harshly to you all your life.
也许你在一个很严苛的家庭环境下成长，你的父亲一直对待你都很严厉。
And you don't know even where to begin to encourage someone else.
你甚至于不知道怎么去开始鼓励别人。
Well, obviously, there's a lot of good Christian books on family and encouragement toward others.
事实上有很多基督徒的书籍关于家庭，关于鼓励别人的。
But one way I think that we can learn to encourage is that we need mentors in our life. Even if we're 60 years old, we need mentors in our life.
我想有一种方式我们可以学习，就是我们可以找到一个导师。即使我们已经60岁了，我们还是需要导师的。
A mentor that's very good at encouraging, that can help us along to show us how to love in that way.
一个很善于鼓励别人的导师可以帮助我们，告诉我们怎样去鼓励别人。
Ephesians 5:1 says, Be imitators of God, therefore, as dearly loved children.
以弗所书5:1说，所以你们该效法神，好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样。
We need to be imitators of God.
我们应该效法的是神。
Now, when I lived in China, I loved certain brands. I remember I liked the brand Nautica.
他牧师说他在中国的时候，他喜欢一些品牌，然后他喜欢的品牌我没听过。
This was 14 years ago. I'm sorry.
对，是14年前了，所以。
And I remember being by the U.S. Embassy and all the embassies around the Silk Alley in Beijing, and finding that coat that I loved so much.
我记得那个时候在美国领事馆那一带，然后在使馆区，他就找他那个他最喜欢那件外套。
And it looked just like the original.
看上去就跟原版的一样。
But it was so much cheaper.
但是便宜好多哎。
I don't know if it was the real thing or not, but it lasted a long time. I really loved that coat.
我也不知道是不是真的还是山寨的，但是很耐穿，所以我很喜欢。
But remember, we're not supposed to be like a false.Imitation. We're supposed to be like the real imitation, and the Holy Spirit who indwells us can make us imitators of God.
对，但是大家要记住，我们不能成为山寨的效法者，我们要成为真正的效法者。而住在我们当中的圣灵可以帮助我们成为真正效法神的人。
1 Corinthians 11:1 says, "Follow my example as I follow the example of Christ."
哥林多前书11:1说，你们应该效法我，像我效法基督一样。
Paul did an incredible.Work showing us an example of who Christ was.
保罗在为我们树立一个基督是什么样的人的榜样上做得非常的棒。
We need to be more like that.
我们也需要像更像那样。
We need to remember that our actions speak louder than words.
我们要记住，行动比言语更加响亮。
Let us be examples of encouragement by what we do.
让我们用行动成为鼓励别人的榜样。
Are we trying to be like our Heavenly Father in heaven?
我们是不是在努力要像我们天上的父呢
？Matthew 28 verses 18 through 20 says, Then Jesus came to them and said, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I commanded you. And surely, I am with you always to the very end of the age.
马太福音28:18-20说。耶稣近前来对他们说天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守我就常与你们同在直到世界的末了
In verse 20 I want to emphasize that and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you
我想强调的是二十节中说的凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守
I think living out the Christian life is we need to be living out the commandments we need to be living them out in our actions not in just our words and showing up to church on Sunday
我想呢活出一个基督徒的生命就是要活出神的诫命不仅仅是通过语言也是或者说星期天来教会而是整个行动都要活出神的诫命
The third point, I want you to encourage one another by your attitude.
我想说的第三点是我们可以通过态度来彼此鼓励。
Attitude is so important.
态度太重要了。
It's hard to be an encourager with a bad attitude.
如果你的态度不好的话，很难成为一个鼓励别人的人。
It's impossible.
那不可能嘛。
Are you a person that looks at the good or the bad?
你是一个常看到好的一面还是坏的一面的人呢？
There's always going to be situations in our life, and you can always have different perspectives on how things are.
我们总是会面临一种处境，但是在某一种处境下，你总是可以从不同的角度来看待这些事情。
Sometimes people see life full of problems.
有的时候人们看到的是生活充满了问题。
And some people see life with opportunities.
但有些人却看到生活充满了机遇。
How do you look at life?
你是怎么看待生活的？
Obviously, as we get older, we struggle with this more, and we fail in this area.
显然呢，我们随着年龄的增长，我们在这方面有越来越多的挣扎，也有很多的跌倒。
Sometimes we fall in the trap of complaining and being ungrateful.
有的时候我们就陷入了怨天尤人、不知感恩的泥潭。
You can just look through the Old Testament at the Israelites and how they would fail in this area.
大家就可以看看旧约，就知道以色列人是如何在这方面跌倒的。
It's human tendency to be ungrateful toward God.
人就是有一种天性要不知道对神感恩。
But we've got to fight against it.
但是我们必须要和他做斗争。
I want to tell you a story I read about two salesmen who went to a tropical island where no one wore shoes.
我想给大家讲一个故事，就是两个卖鞋的推销员来到了一个热带岛屿上，那个岛上没人穿鞋。
The first salesman came back with a negative attitude and was somewhat depressed.
第一个推销员的态度就很负面，他回来之后很沮丧。
He was so discouraged and said, "No one wears shoes here."
他很灰心丧气地说，泄气死了，没有人穿鞋。
The second salesman came back and he was very excited.
第二个商人回来，他却非常的兴高采烈。
He said, "What great potential!"
他说，好大的市场潜力啊。
What great opportunity!
好难得的商机啊。
No one wears shoes.
没人穿鞋。
And he gave his shoes to a tribal leader.
他就把他的一双鞋送给了部落的一个酋长。
And he loved those shoes.
那个酋长爱死了那双鞋。
And now all the other tribal leaders want shoes too.
现在所有其他部落的酋长都想穿鞋了。
He said, "We have a wide open market for shoes here."
他说我们在这里有一个对鞋子的广阔的市场需求。
Two ways to look at it.
就是看待问题的两种方式。
What is your take on life?
你对生活是什么态度？
Do you need an attitude adjustment?
是不是需要调整一下心态呢？
Church, we as Christians need to have a positive attitude.
弟兄姐妹们，作为基督徒，我们需要有一个积极的态度。
But there are times in our life where there is sorrow.
有，但是在我们生活当中，确实有忧伤的时刻。
And I'm not saying not to be human.
但我也不是要求大家都成为非人类。
There's a time and place for all of our emotions.
在我们所有的情绪都有一个时机来出现。
But I think we should have a positive attitude.
但我想我们还是应该有一个积极的态度。
Remember, we have been saved by grace and we have eternity with our Heavenly Father.
大家要记得我们已经靠着恩典得救了，我们在我们的天父那里有永生的盼望。
2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come."
哥林多后书5:17说，若有人在耶稣基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
Isn't it encouraging to know?As a Christian, we are a new creation in Him.
任何一个在基督里的人都是新造的人，这难道不是让人欢欣鼓舞的事吗？
The old is gone.
旧事已过了。
We don't need to hold on to our sinful ways.
我们不必再沉溺于我们过去罪的方式了。
We don't need to hold on to our culture.
我们不必再受制于传统习俗了。
We don't need to hold on to what comes natural.
我们不必再顺应我们本能的反应了。
The old is gone, the new has come.
旧事已过，都变成新的了。
As believers, we need to remember that the carnal comes natural.
作为基督徒，我们要记得肉身是一个本能的反应。
We have to fight against the natural, don't we?
我们必须要和这种本能抗争。
As believers in Christ, we don't have to do this anymore, though.
作为在基督里的信徒呢，我们不需要再那样活了。
We have the Holy Spirit that empowers us to fight against this.
我们有圣灵的力量帮助我们来和他斗争。
How do we do this, though?
我们当如何做呢？
Let's look at Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. I can do everything through him who gives me strength.
请看一下腓立比书4:13。我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
You guys are empowered to do anything.
大家已经有力量做任何事。
Anything.
凡事任何事。
He didn't say...Some things.
他没有说有一些事。
He said anything.
他说的是任何事。
I think that's great news.
我想这是一个好消息。
But sometimes life tears us down.
但有的时候生活却打击我们。
And sometimes we need to be picked up.
有的时候我们需要被人扶起来。
And sometimes, body, we need to pick up other people.
有的时候我们需要把别人扶起来。
Romans chapter 8 verses 38 through 39. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
罗马书八章三十八到三十九节说，因为我深信，无论是生是死是生是天使是掌权的是有能的是现在的事是将来的事是高处的是低处的是别的受造之物都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。
Now that's good news.
那是好消息。
Nothing can separate us from God's love.
没有什么能让我们与神的爱隔绝。
Maybe there's some here today that feel like they've sinned too much.Or what they've sinned is too bad for God to love them.
也许今天这里有些人觉得他们实在是罪孽深重，不可能让神再爱他了。
And these verses show that that's just not true.
这些经节告诉我们，这不是这样的。
That God loves us so much.
神是如此的爱我们。
We can be encouraged as believers as we need to give love to others.
我们作为基督徒可以受到鼓励，因为我们也需要给别人去爱别人。
Here's a word of encouragement, Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint.
以赛亚书40章31节是一句很鼓励人的经节。他说，但那等候耶和华的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。
God gives us the strength.
神加给我们力量。
But we need to be utterly dependent on Him.
我们需要完完全全的信靠他。
For everything.
凡事信靠他。
I just want to tell you to be an encourager, be an encourager to other people.
我今天就是想告诉大家要做一个鼓励别人的人。
And I hope that our church, AACCC, will be a church of encouragement.
我希望我们的教会安生华人基督教会可以成为一个鼓励造就的教会。
And I know it already is.
我知道它已经是了。
But we can always do a better job at making people that come in from Ann Arbor feel loved and cared for in this place.
但是我们永远还可以做得更好，可以让来这里的人感受到爱和温暖。
We need to tell people how much we appreciate them in our life.
我们需要告诉周围的人，我们是多么的欣赏他们，感激他们。
We need to tell our children this very often, how much we love them and how much we care for them, regardless of their performance.
我们需要常常告诉我们的孩子，我们是多么的爱他们，我们是多么的在乎他们，不管他们成绩怎么样。
You need to tell your wife, wives, you need to tell your husband that you love them like it's the first time you said it.
弟兄们需要告诉你们的太太，姐妹们需要告诉你们丈夫，你爱他，一如你第一次说出你爱他时一样。
That'll transform your marriage.
这会有益于你的婚姻。
The words we speak, we need to encourage and appreciate one another.
我们说出的话语要鼓励人，要能欣赏人。
We need to show encouragement by our example, our action.
我们需要用树立一个榜样，用我们的行动来显示，来鼓励人。
We need to show Christ's love through our actions and our words.
我们需要用我们的行动和我们的语言来显明主的爱。
Remember, actions speak louder than words.
要记住，行动比语言更响亮。
And we need to encourage others by having an incredibly great attitude.
我们还需要用一个极美妙的、积极的态度来鼓励人。
Remember,Encouragement comes through your words, your actions, and your attitude.
要记住，鼓励是源自你的话语、你的行动和你的态度。
Remember Hebrews 3:13, but encourage one another daily as long as it's called today.
希伯来书三章十三节，总要趁着还有今日，天天彼此相劝。
Let us pray.
让我们来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day that you've given us.
主啊，谢谢你今天给我们这个时间。
Lord, I know that many, including myself, have failed at encouragement.
主啊，我知道有很多人，包括我自己，都没有能够成功的去鼓励别人。
Lord, first, let us be encouraged by you, by your word.
主啊，就求你够先鼓励我们，用你的话语来鼓励我们。
That you give us life, life everlasting.
你给了我们生命，给了我们永生。
And that alone should change our hearts toward other people.
这样就可以改变我们的心，改变我们对人的心。
Help us to be encouragers to our families, to our spouses, to our children.
求你能够帮助我们去鼓励我们的家庭，我们的孩子。
I pray that this church can be an encouragement to this community.
所以求你能够使我们这个教会成为整个社区的一种鼓励。
As we have many new students that will be arriving, I pray that we will be a church that loves on these students.
当很多新生要教到来了，主要就求你能够使我们的教会成为对这些新生的一种爱。
And that we show them the hope and the love in Jesus Christ.
让我们向他们显明在主耶稣基督当中的希望和爱。
Lord, this is not something that we can put off for tomorrow or next week or next month.
主啊，这不是说我们可以推迟，要到明天，下个月或者下星期。
It starts today.
我们今天就要开始做。
Empower all of us to love and encourage others.
主啊，加给我们力量，让我们能够爱别人，鼓励别人。
Pray this in Jesus' name, Amen.
我们奉主耶稣基督名祈求，阿门。
And youth, if you can come forward, bring your chairs, and we'll move this table out of the way. But bring your chairs from this side all the way down to the piano.
对，接下来有一个青少年的分享，请青少年上来把椅子摆上。
Oh, you guys, youth, hold on. Before you come up, we're going to show the movie. Sorry.
上来之前，先要放一段短片。
If someone could turn off the lights, please. We may be, but go ahead and take a seat in the front. Good job.
You're insecure, don't know what for. You're turning heads when you walk through the door. Don't need makeup to cover up. Being the way that you are is enough. Everyone else in the room can see it. Everyone else but you. Baby, you light up my world like nobody else. The way that you lift your
La 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 la.
Okay. You come on up, bring your chairs. Come on, youth. Okay, let's go all the way to the end. Thank you. Now, we had 29 people this year with counselors go to Life Changers. This is our largest group. We're going to give opportunity for the youth to share, but because of time restraints, I hope this is okay with everyone, we're going to just not translate, but if someone does feel like we need to translate, we can. What do you think? Huh? Yeah. Okay, so it's going to be in English and Mandarin and Cantonese today.
I know we want to keep it short, but based on Pastor Steve's message today, I encourage you to become a counselor next year, adults. It is an amazing opportunity. You get to spend the week with these great kids and other great kids from other youth groups and get to serve the Lord. So I do encourage you to think about it. It's a year away. Put it on your calendars in July, but come out and be a counselor for us.
Life Changers was really, really great, and it totally lived up to its name. It's really life-changing, and I got to meet a lot of new people, and that was really cool, and I really got closer with God, and it was just best camp ever.
Life Changers, it really changed my life, and it was, like, really great getting to, like, help the kids. And sometimes, like, some neighbors, they would just come and they would, like, take pictures of the houses we were working on. And once we invited this family to the block party, but ended up getting canceled. But it was still really great.
Okay. Well, excuse my pants. I had a last-minute sleepover, so I didn't have time to change clothes. Anyways, when I went to Life Changers, it really encouraged me. Like, even the work encouraged me because I knew that I was doing it to help the people in the neighborhood, and seeing them happy made it all so much better.
Okay, youth, make sure you hold it close to you so we can hear it. Mike, thank you.
The lady that I worked for was Miss Pauline, and she was like, she like really encouraged me because like every time we like went there in the morning, like she would always come to like welcome us and like gave us like snacks and stuff, and like she like she also like encouraged like the girls in my crew like because she told us to like stand up for our beliefs. And she, like, especially told us to write verses on the abandoned houses so people will see it.
I guess Life Changers was really life-changing, like everybody said. But I think that I got a lot closer with everybody in the youth, and especially with the girls. I mean, I got to meet new people, too. But I feel like I also got closer with God because the speaker there really encouraged us to get a better relationship with God. And one of the things he said was that we shouldn't wear our faith like a jacket, just not like wearing it when we want to, but it should be something that we have on us always. So we should always be able to like spread our faith. Does anybody want it in Chinese?
Yes.
All right. Okay. I think life changes 今年真的改变了我的生命，因为。 今年我觉得大家都变得比较亲近，特别是女生们。但是，我其实也认识新的朋友，我也特别有机会更认识神，因为这次讲道员鼓励我们说，我们的信仰不应该像一件外套，不应该是想要穿的时候才穿。 应该是随时都能应用来传递耶稣的爱。
And you guys can pass it if you want to or share it, whichever. Whatever you're comfortable with.
Okay. Neiman Howe. Okay, the rest is going to be in English. I don't know how to speak that. We changed a lot of people's lives, as well as our own. And I think our youth group got really, really close because of the week. Like, the girls got really close, and I think we even got closer to the guys. I know the guys that they got close to. On Thursday, our speakers, well, their names are Evan and Vanessa, and they talked about how you should have absolute purity with, like, your brothers and sisters. And so that night, I decided that I wouldn't have my first kiss to my wedding day. So, yeah.
Well, I'm going to speak Chinese, so I hope you can all understand. Okay. 我觉得今年的 life changes 很好，因为今年的牧师讲道改变我的生命。星期三晚上我们有机会分享，这是我的第一次分享我的见证，那是很好的经验，谢谢大家。 今年的牧师，我觉得很好，因为他讲的东西跟我们的生命都很有关系。然后呢，我觉得我们大家学的都很好，因为他讲的东西都很好笑，所以我们都没有睡着。然后呢，我希望我们大家都可以继续用我们学的东西在我们生命。然后呢，大家辛苦了。
I'm going to speak in Cantonese and English. So I think pastors, Evan, our camp pastor, and I gave us a really good message because it was really for us teenagers. And also in the afternoon, we get to work with the children at the Becker Bible Club. It's a really great opportunity.
我觉得今年去 Life Changers 真的改变我和很多别人的生命。 我觉得去这种营会真的是一个很好的经验。那个礼拜我最喜欢的活动大概是 Backyard Bible Club， 所在那段时间，我们就会去靠近的社区，找小孩子来，对他们说故事，跟他们玩游戏，陪他们坐劳作和唱歌。我觉得这样的服饰是一个很好的经历，然后我希望明年可以再回去。我觉得今年
Life Changers 真的改变了我们大家的生命。我很喜欢今年 Life Changers 的敬拜合唱团，他们唱的歌真的让我很感动。礼拜五晚上，这次 Life Changers 的牧师讲到。 也讲得很好，他跟我们大家说，我们不应该有偶像，不只是像木头或金属的偶像，偶像还可以是像电视或电脑或是工作，真的想说，我需要让神是在我生命的第一，然后不能让其他的东西。 当作我生命的第一。
我这次去是 part time， 然后 但是这次去让我一个大开眼界哦，因为我想如果你们家里有青少年的话，你们都知道，如果你问他们今天在学校发生什么事情 ，nothing 哦，那事情都还好吗 ？fine 哦，他们的回答都很简单哦。可是这次去我真的是发觉他们会分享，而且他们会问问题，而且还会感动到哭，所以我是很 surprise。感谢。
I think Pastor Evan's message got me closer to God and.And I hope other people that might go next year. Yeah.
我觉得那里的食物很好吃。Okay.然后希望明年我可以再去，然后让我生命更改变。
I really liked being able to share with all the kids and minister to them and like see their happy little faces. And also, it was really great working on the work sites. And we were helping out this lady named Mrs. Jenkins who like sat on her porch a lot. And so we cleaned up all the houses she could see in her view and put a mural on each of them. And that was really cool. So, oh, and every time we walked to our work site, we kept stepping on this dead animal. I know. It was like a pot.
We had a wonderful week. Some of the videos and slides you might not have understood, but we all have different colored shirts for the teams that we worked in. We worked in Bible school with kids. We worked on repairing houses, painting houses. We tried to encourage neighbors nearby. They were definitely encouraged by these youth that helped transform their neighborhoods. It was a wonderful experience. Some of our... is George and Michelle here? George, can you stand up? He's also a counselor. And his daughter, Michelle Lynn, also was a counselor. There's some youth that couldn't be here today because, I mean, we have more. Can you believe it? 29 people. But I want to just instill in you guys, this church, that we have a wonderful youth ministry, and that it didn't come by me or the counselors, it came by the Lord. And these youth need encouragement. They need to be built up. They need to be strengthened. Because they are going out and building communities, and they're encouraging others. They're encouraging one another. We need to do that as well. I'm going to go ahead and let announcements, and then we'll close. Youth, you can take your chairs and